from KQED.
The morning after Super Bowl 52, you might be talking about all the fan violence that happened afterwards on the streets, or maybe the TV ads, maybe even the game itself. People are also talking about research that shows how the game can cause extensive brain injury on NFL players. Now a lawsuit brought by two California moms claims that youth football poses a similar risk. Here's more from KPCC's Michelle Faust.
Two Southern California mothers are suing Pop Warner in federal court for injuries their deceased sons sustained in their youth. The mothers allege the league was negligent in protecting their kids' brain health. The suit claims Pop Warner misled parents about the safety of their kids' helmets and the effectiveness of their coaches' training. Kimberly Archie of Los Angeles and Joe Cornell of San Diego believe their sons got brain damage and chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, from several years of youth tackle football. The disease has gotten increasing attention since 2002 when it was discovered in the brain of Pittsburgh Steeler Mike Webster. Archie's son, Paul Bright Jr., died in a motorcycle crash when he was 24 years old. A brain examination showed he had CTE.
Paul literally had brain damage and CTE from taking so many hits and a helmet never made for him that was too heavy for his neck to hold, you know, much less to take a hit in.
Bright played football with Pop Warner from age 7 to 14 and then 1 year of high school football. Cornell's son Tyler died by suicide at age 25. He played 5 years in the youth league before playing all through high school.
I didn't know what I didn't know then. You would think that a company could not put a program together for children that would not have their health as a top priority.
Both boys died in 2014. Officials from Pop Warner refused to discuss the lawsuit, but they did talk generally about the league's safety efforts. John Butler is Pop Warner's executive director. He says so far CTE cannot be linked directly to youth football.
As research comes out, we'll be happy to make changes indicated.
The research that's come out so far has already compelled the league to make some changes. Over the past 8 years, it set up its medical advisory committee, eliminated kickoffs in the youngest age groups, and done away with full-speed tackle drills during practice. But critics say the league still hasn't done nearly enough. A recent study out of Boston University included the most definitive evidence so far that head impacts, not just concussions, can lead to brain disease and CTE. In their lawsuit, Archie and Cornell want Pop Warner to clearly disclose the risks of head injury in football to parents. They're also asking for better head protection and warning labels. For the California Report, I'm Michelle Faust in Los Angeles.